Well, I've been doing okay this week. My 3-year-old daughter, Clara, is actually sitting here on my lap for a few minutes before she goes to bed. Oh, hey, guys, listen to this. She's been going to a very prestigious nursery school. Check this out. Hey, Clara, what's 109 minus 44?
65.
Very good. Very good. And what's the capital of Andorra?
Andorra. Rafia.
Excellente.
Wow, Clara.
Wow. Yeah, well, Carl, you're not the only one with a smart kid, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man, my son happens to be quite gifted in the area of brain power.
Hey, Mini-Me. Mini-Me, yeah, you get over here.
Hey, everybody say hello to Mark Jr.
Mm. Hi, Mark.
Hey.
Mark, this is Clara. Say hi to Clara.
Hi, Clara.
Hi, Mark. How old are you?
None of your business, old man.
Well, I'll tell you how old I am.
Are you a girl or a boy?
I'm a boy.
I think you're a girl.
Okay. Okay, Mark, what's the cube root of 64?
Good.
Yes, that's correct. See, Carl? You're not the only one with a smart kid.
Oh, come on, man. What are you talking about? He just said, four times.
And that's the cube root of 64, isn't it?
Four. All right, well, okay, Clara. What Roman emperor in the year 325 created the first ecumenical council of the church? Remember? He brought forth the Nicene Creed, affirming the doctrine of consubstantiality?
Constantine?
Correct!
Pulling out the history questions, eh, Carl? All right, we can hang. All right, Mark? What were Caesar's last words just before he got stabbed by Brutus?
Anybody got some ice cream? My face! Okay?
Yes, good job, Mark. That is correct.
Nice try, Mark, but you're wrong.
Actually, I saw something about this on the History Channel last night, and there was this great debate over Caesar's last words, and that he could have, in fact, requested ice cream on his deathbed.
Oh, come on. Ice cream wasn't even invented back then.
Carl, are you
then.
Doubting the ingenuity of the Romans? They invented a hamburger and stadium entertainment, for Christ's sakes. Do you really think ice cream was out of their grasp? I mean, if somebody was stabbing you, what would you want? Of course you'd want ice cream and maybe a Band-Aid, but you'd want ice cream first.
All right, fine. All right, well, listen to this. Clara, define the word pancosmism.
The theory that the material universe is all there is.
Yes!
Wow. Carl, all right, fine. Well, all right, Mark, I want you to define the word deprecated and use it in a sentence.
Well,
what? You didn't hear that?
Well, I heard him give you a raspberry. Don't tell me you even think there's an answer in
that,
Jeff,
man. Hey, Jeff, you recorded that, right?
Yeah, I record everything, Mark.
Okay, play it back for Carl.
Hang on.
Jeff, can you slow it down a little bit when you play it back so Carl can
hear
it?
Yeah, all right, hang on a sec.
You gotta be kidding me, man.
It's in there. You just have to find it.
All right, Mark, I think you're full of crap, but I'm going to look in this thing anyway and do a little frequency analysis and what the?
What is it, man?
There's another signal in here.
That sounds backwards, man.
Gee, you think? Let me reverse it.
I am the god of hellfire. I will answer your silly question, but remember that first your soul is mine for the taking. Deprecated. To desire the removal of, to seek deliverance from, as in, Carl has just deprecated in his past. Let's get this party started.
Guess we settled that little conflict, eh, Carl?
Catch an hour of Freaky Geek Speak every week at mondays.pwop.com. Mondays, what Sunday threw up.